This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state law makes preschool available for more Colorado children. Starting in the fall of next year, all of the state's four-year-olds will be eligible for free preschool 10 hours a week. Colorado's second-largest community college is approved for changing its name. Pikes Peak Community College becomes Pikes Peak State College. Campus leaders in Colorado Springs say the term community college no longer describes the school's curriculum, which now includes four-year bachelor's degrees. In Mesa County's largest school district, a cyber attack may have compromised students' personal information. Here's CPR's Stina Sieg.
District 51 Superintendent Diana Serco says the data breach was of a school software called EduClimber, which helps keep student records like grades and reports. Student names may have been accessed, as well as information regarding their academics, behavior, enrollment, learning accommodations, and demographics. Social security numbers and financial information were not included. At least two other districts across the country were also impacted by the attack. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado taxpayers could get sales tax refund checks ahead of schedule under a bill in the legislature. Individuals could expect $400 refunds this fall. It's $800 for couples who file jointly. A bill to increase penalties on fentanyl has passed the state house. It would make it a felony to have 1 gram or more of the drug and push more users into treatment. Some state lawmakers say the bill doesn't go far enough. Others say it criminalizes people who need help with addiction. This is CPR News and KRCC.